Nachos Amigos, and welcome to Record Breakers, a music podcast for fun times and frivolity, where a group of friends gather together to share music with each other, an album at a time. It's like a little book club for music. I'm Petey Rave, and I am sort of a punk rocker. I'd like to think that. Here with me is my team, my squad, my crew. We got David.
I'm David, and I'm about as far from punk rock as you could possibly imagine.
Bullshit.
We've got Drew.
I'm trying to unpack how he could be the furthest away from punk rock that I could possibly imagine.
On this podcast, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. In the floor. I can see that.
Yes. And of course, we've got Brett.
Well, DDT did a job on me, and now I am a real sickie.
Mm-hmm.
Brett got bars.
Okay, so So you said DDT, but for some reason my brain went DDP, and I was real confused.
No, that mullet of curly blonde hair who's yoga-ing, doing the touchdown. No, he's not doing nothing to me.
Just bring it up.
He's making me well. Cutter.
Arms out to a T and Hulk it out. Attention.
God, don't tell me you guys like wrestling. What is that?
I have, like, that is my one wrestling bit of knowledge, and only because yoga is involved.
Yes, and probably because also Dane Reichert does it. But that
I thought about starting. It seemed like it'd be cool.
I got to get back to it. It's cool. It's like resistance training. It actually works. If you engage your muscles, it actually works really well. That being said, we're not here for yoga breakers. We're here for record breakers. And the provider of the album this week is Drew. Drew, what have you brought for us this week?
After going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and also coughing, I somehow realized that we haven't really touched on the Ramones yet.
Oh, Snoop Dogg. I thought it was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it was Snoop Dogg.
Sorry.
So I decided to do their album, Rocket to Russia.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be an interesting discussion because there's a lot to say, but everyone knows it.
So you remember that time that Drew listened to the wrong album? I wonder if we listened to the wrong album of the Ramones, if we could still do this album. Like,
did you listen to the wrong album?
No, I totally listened to Rocket to Russia. No, yeah. But like, yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, what if, like, in the alternate universe where I listened to another Ramones album, I'd probably have content.
Yes. But let's
Rut brings about... Road to Ruin.
Yes. Let's talk about expectations. David, what were your expectations coming into this album?
My expectations were probably something reminiscent of their appearance on The Simpsons celebrating Mr. Burns's birthday. Everything I've heard from the Ramones, I've always enjoyed. So I, as always, went into this not normally as blind as I usually do, but still with an open mind.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could rock those pants that Johnny is wearing.
I mean, you probably could. The inseam's probably about correct.
Yeah.
Just the rest you can just squeeze in.
Yeah. Brett, what were your expectations coming to this album?
I know this. I knew this album front to back without having to listen to it. I made notes for this album, and after I did them, I'm like, why did I do this?
Yeah, let's talk about this album musically. Drew, how would you describe this album musically?
Well, gosh, remember what I brought? Freaking Thriller. Sometimes you gotta lob a softball. The thing about this album, the Ramones especially, they're one of the cornerstones, right, of punk rock. They're one of the ones that when you talk about, like, bands sort of setting the genre and setting the idea, the Ramones are definitely one of those bands for the punk rock genre. This is the, it is leather clad, jeans, cigarette mouth, just cool punk rock. The thing about the Ramones, though, that was always super cool to me is, like, yes, they're a punk rock band. It's three, sometimes four chords. Don't get too confused, guys. I know that we sometimes get into confusing music.
Sometimes there are three notes being played at once. Sometimes four.
Sometimes four. It's crazy. It gets real deep that way.
Only three. This is like in a minute, right?
Coming off of a prog album. This is great. This is like
three chords in like a verse. You mean? Yeah.
So the drums come in, and then the bass comes in, and then the guitar comes in.
Right, and that's like the first measure.
That's the entire album.
Sometimes there's a change. But the thing that like always was cool about the Ramones and always made them sound different than some of their contemporaries, I mean, was that they very much took two things, and one was a benefit with that 50s pop rock surf rock influence, and the other was a humor that was very like tongue-in-cheek and at times a little dark, and put that into it. Whereas the Clash was your news and your politics, the Ramones were sort of like looking at what was going on and saying, it sucks, but we're gonna kind of make a joke about it sometimes. And that's just who they were, it seemed, a lot of the times. Like I said, this is, without the Ramones, you don't get that, like, my opinion, that, like, the 80s, early 90s punk rock, you don't get, like, the pop punk boom. Like, they were the ones that was like, look, this isn't going to be, like, overly wrought. This is going to be simple. This is going to be easy to understand what we're doing. And it's going to be, like, this is the sound to me where like you listen to it and it just feels like, oh, this is like the cool, like when you picture cool punk rock kid in high school, it's usually Ramones and a cigarette.
Yeah, that's not my high school, but I'd hang out with that guy in person.
And those jeans right there.
That's right. Those like Levi's that have all the holes, including the obscene crotch one.
Yeah, the difference that in my high school, the one that was listening to the Clash and the Ramones was the straight edge kid, and all the ones smoking cigarettes were listening to like fucking death metal. So
okay, whatever. Millennial.
Hey.
Okay,
hey.
Boomer.
Hey, I'm not a boomer. I'm also a millennial.
I know. Boomer is a state of mind, man. David. How would you describe this album musically?
I heard a lot of what I know now as power pop and pop punk on this album. As Drew mentioned, there's a little bit of that surf rock influence all over this, which I did appreciate. But this was definitely an album from a band in the 1970s that I really feel like was probably a bit better musically than they let on, because everything here is pretty solid. There's nothing about this that is just glaringly, alarmingly off kilter. Everything about it is solid, and I see and hear the influences. It's like when we had King Crimson, when I brought King Crimson's Red, I hear what influenced what has influenced what I listen to now in that. And I hear what is a lot out there now in this album.
Mm-hmm. Like the prototypical style.
If I'm remembering correctly, the thing that I like to note on David's assumption is I remember hearing, and I'm not sure how true this is, but I remember hearing that all of the Ramones did not play the instruments they actually learned. Yeah. Like their original, like the guy who learned to play bass when he was a kid ended up playing like the drums, and their guitarist ended up playing the bass or something. Like it was all hodgepodged a little bit just because they wanted to get it out there somehow.
Yeah.
Well, they put it together well.
Yeah. Brett, How would you describe this album musically?
It's kind of like, you know, the like if Marty McFly went back to, you know, the time when his mother was in high school, and it was music like that, but the drummer was like doing and they were able to, like, you know, there's kind of a little bit of harmonies going on here. It's some of that. There are some punk rock oohs and ahs. It's music that is more energy than substance, which I'm really into. Like I have a long history with this album. I was a kid plugging his guitar in and learning how to play every Ramones song after learning one Ramones song. Yeah. Being like, this is great. You know, it's not deep. The lyrics kind of dumb as hell. A lot of times, but yeah. in a wholesome, like, you know, like nothing says surf like some guys from New York. And you know, and as you think of this as Quentin, as like, you know, this is punk rock royalty, but this is the softest, dullest edged lyrics that you can think of. Yeah. Like, it's all about, I want to like hang out with this girl, and you want to go dance? Let's go to the beach. Yeah. You know, and everybody's biggest enemy, DDT, shows up all over the place. All of that pesticide being sprayed on New York City.
Diamond Dallas.
It really
Cage.
Bugs them. It really bugs them.
It does. You know, it did a job on them.
Yeah. I love when we're talking about the musical style, a little bit on the Wikipedia, there's this great quote from Joey Ramone that kind of like makes me think of like how time is a flat circle, and there's always the, we like music how we used to. It was just like, in 1974, everything was 10th generation Elton John or overproduced or junk. Everything was long jams, long guitar solos. We missed music like it used to be. It's like, it's like, So just time is a flat circle. There's always the nostalgic.
There's always somebody bitching about their nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're bitching about it right now, but positively bitching.
Exactly.
That's the name of my next podcast.
Positively Subscribe. Bitching. Right. Let's get down to it. Let's talk about some key tracks. Drew, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
Well, I'm going to skip what I usually do and go to the one that I think most people probably know in Rockaway Beach. This is the surf punk. Like, this is, you want to get a slice of what the Ramones sound, I think, is the iconic Ramones sound, if there is one. To me, it's Rockaway Beach. Most people know other songs, but I think this is it. And those other songs, Blitzkrieg Bop, KKK Took My Baby Away, all that sort of stuff, those come in, but We're a Happy Family, one of the other songs I wanted to mention, it gets a bit dark as far as the lyrics go. Now, like Brad said, they're simple. It's not like there's a whole lot of symbolism that you have to go root through. But it's a tongue-in-cheek look at it, through a little bit of a dark humor lens. And I Want to Be Well. I wanted to highlight I Want to Be Well because, like I said, they didn't dip into politics much. The one time I can think of it is Bonzo goes to Pittsburgh, and even Johnny was like, do we have to call it that? And like I said, maybe a little bit Johnny leaning right, or rest of them leaning left, had something to say about that. But when they did like sort of highlight things, it was sometimes in things like I Want to Be Well and Teenage Lobotomy, where it was like a very blunt look at like, sometimes the brain can like suck and go against you, and that's okay. Like, we can still have a good time. Like, we can still get past it. But
yeah. David, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
Teenage Lobotomy, first of all. When I heard this song, I realized this is exactly what I think of when I think of the Ramones. This, for me, was a very definitive song. Teenage Lobotomy. Of course, they've had plenty of other recognizable signature songs, but that one really stood out to me. Also, I Can't Give You Anything, I believe that's what it was called. That one, yes, the 11th track. Also, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow was basically a doo-wop song. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yep.
Also, I think I can't go without mentioning, obviously, Surfin' Bird before Family Guy ruined it.
Yes.
A Papa Oomow Mow, a Papa Oomow Mow.
A yes. Papa Oomow Mow indeed.
It's almost like they put a song from the era of songs that inspired them to make songs.
Yes, exactly. Brett, what would be some of the key tracks for you?
Rock and roll Rockaway Beach. Rockaway Beach, that one. Not the other six times they wrote that song. No, I love that. That's that, you know, and it has such great lyrics like the sun is out and I want some, you know. I'm into Rockaway Beach. I listened to a lot of Rockaway Beach today and I was like, hey, I remember being 16 and hearing this and being like, hey. Sheena is a punk rocker, you know, punk rock songs that have the word discotheque in it. Like, yes. You know, you can count on one hand. That is a fantastic song. You know, it like, and there's also a part of the Ramones that is like that. You could throw like a handful of like runts in your mouth and sing the songs better. not unlike another album we might be listening to, in the near future. But like, you know, Do You Want to Dance is a song that, you know, it's simple yet effective. It's got the punk rock ooze. Like there's like a level of like, you know, any kid in his garage could write some of these songs, but they just put this one little, like somebody was like, hey, put this much more effort in. Like, yeah. That effort shows.
Yeah. Well, the Bobby Freeman cover, yeah, it's like you get that little, like, when they're covering a song, like, it's like,
yes.
It's like
there's been a guy in the backseat of the Buick who's been doing that ooh, like, for 20 years.
Exactly. Man. Yeah, those are fantastic tracks. And, like, yeah, shout out, yeah, another shout out to Surfing Bird. It's a fun song and it's fun to listen to Ramones version of it. But god damn it, if it wasn't ruined by Family Guy and made me have to like skip it. Like, it's like, hey, this is great. Skip.
And this, kids, is why you don't watch Family Guy.
In 10 years, this won't be a problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you sure?
Well, for the next group of people that should be of age to watch or to listen to the Ramones for the first time.
Also, I would have liked to have been able to hop along with the Ramones for Cretan Hop, as they are wont to do. That must have been
going around the world with your Cretan girl.
All the good Cretans go to heaven, Petey Rafe.
Exactly. Exactly.
He likes that island in the middle of the Mediterranean.
I like to pogo dance.
Yes. Man, punk rock was so wholesome once upon a time.
Exactly. And now it is again.
I mean, yeah, just because everybody's a grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's talk about some conclusive thoughts. David, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
I ended up listening to this album on the elliptical the second time around, hashtag humble brag. This was an expeditious album. Every song kind of gets in and gets out and does what it needs to do, says what it has to say, and then kind of leaves. And I will say that I enjoyed this and I enjoy the Ramones a lot more than people might think. I enjoy the Ramones a lot more than a lot of so-called classic bands from the 70s, like Led Zeppelin. I found myself really enjoying this. It was consistently fun from start to finish, and I'd say only really one track was kind of a lull in the whole thing, but having a breath on an album like this is understandable. Also, I remembered that I actually really like Joey Ramone as a vocalist. I like his voice. I think he's an enjoyable singer. So overall, while short, good enough for a cardio session, I had fun with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brett, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
I mean, it's really good. It's a thing that I've sort of clung on to and is a part of me as a certain age. I remember listening to this and other Ramones albums, downloading things back when music wasn't infinitely available to everyone, like trying to find like ways, old cassette tapes to listen to this stuff. It's a good time. I remember it. Blood cancers are a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we ain't got none of these guys left. We're all out of Ramones. Oh. It's a bummer.
We're Ramones deficient in this
That's
world.
That's right. And if the it Ramones wasn't for
and
the
Strummer dying are some of the saddest to me.
Yeah, if we didn't have the Ramones, we wouldn't have that scene probably in Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. And you know that's important to everyone. Generations.
Okay. Yes.
Fiberglass.
This is one of the Ramones are one of those groups that solidified what punk rock finally was, and they are legends for a reason. And this is just another example of that. As you know, three albums into their career, when they started to finally like congeal their sound and style, it really solidifies that, and it's worth going back to. It's one of those albums where you just you almost forget to like take the time to appreciate. Because it's like it's a classic album, but it almost kind of disappears into an active zone with all the classic albums that kind of get remembered but forgotten, like forgotten with their remembrance in that sense. They're forgotten as active albums and just exist as these masterpieces that you don't actively think about, and you should go back and appreciate it. Yeah, Drew. Finally, what will be your conclusion on this album?
There, like I said, I kind of came to this one because of a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's something that when you think about this band, especially like when you look at their like a lot in history and sort of how they're viewed by some folks, it's weird to see them in something like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where it's something like supposed to be grandiose. But these guys did something, as Brett would say, they did it first. They might not have been the best. They might not have been the ones that really were the best musicians or the best dressed or anything. They did this damn thing first. And that in and of itself is great. The music is there and it's fun. It's not overly complicated. It is simple. It is easy to digest. But at the same time, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a reason. I think they really set the path for a lot of other bands in the genre, as it were. And it's sad how some of them passed. Some of them waste sooner than they should have.
I was in high school when one of them died. Yeah. So, like they've been, it's
I think I was in high school when most of them died.
Yeah,
which is weird. I graduated in 07. I think the first half. I would say half, because one of them died in
2014. It's a bummer.
I mean, think about it this way: like you think about them, one of them died of a heroin overdose like months after they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like it was like his last appearance, because he was found dead of a heroin overdose. Don't do drugs, kids, is what I'm trying to say there.
Not the ones that will kill you. Do the ones that won't kill you.
There's
like math.
All Yeah. Do meth. I was going to say, there's nice green leaves. Don't do chemicals like the fuck. But they were a band that I think will live on forever. There's always going to be a 13-year-old finding the Ramones for the first time. And that door opening up so much other music, whether they go the harder route of like the Motorhead or the smarter route of the Clash, or they go into like the 90s, like there's going to be a kid finding the Ramones for the first time and it opening up a door to like a different type of music and a different type of sound, and that inspiring them to pick up an instrument. And I think that's really freaking cool.
Yeah. We only have the other people that became the Ramones later.
the and Poochies of the Ramones. Ramone.
Yeah, we got Marky Ramone.
How did they find somebody who could play this music?
Roscoe
Ramone. Where could you find someone to play all of the stuff?
Green Day did it.
Yeah. All right. Those are our thoughts on Ramones.
At least some of them.
Yes. On a few of the Ramones. On a selection of Ramones. This handful of Ramones. Now we get to the main event of the evening. We get to our haiku reviews. The moment you've all been waiting for, where we sum it all up in poetic form. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Hakumaro numero uno.
Every time. Gets me.
Every time.
Yes. Yes. I've got bits. Let's get down to it. David, what is your haiku?
It's proto pop punk. Very short and to the point. Can't lie. I had fun.
Mm-hmm. Brett, what is your haiku?
Jeans, leather jacket, slugs and snails are after me. I'm glad this exists.
Mm-hmm. My haiku. The punk rock legends take you to Rockaway Beach and eat refried beans. Last but not least, Drew, what is your haiku?
Truly a classic from a band that deserves all the recognition.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that does it for our thoughts on Ramones' Rocket to Russia. Go check it out on our Spotify playlist. Play Record Breakers, the home game. Do your due diligence and your due diligence. Go check it out. On that Spotify playlist will be next week's record. And it will be provided by Brett. Brett, what have you got for us next week?
Well, we're going to go from one fantastic vocalist to another fantastic vocalist. We're going to go into somebody's mom's basement where Nirvana. They recorded
Nick
Cave of Bad Seeds.
It's not Hulk Hogan. It's The Misfits, and not the one that had the good singer. It's the one that had Danzig, and in
Zandig?
The album, yeah, Zandig is gonna backflip, and I've seen
Jesus!
That clip. It's The Misfits.
There was three of them.
Static Age. It's not the other one. It's that one. Static Age by The Misfits. We're gonna go from New York to New Jersey. Everybody.
Clump. I thought we was dead.
Give me more Zandig. Come on.
Do I have to do like the spike? Is that
the devil lock? Thank you very much.
Exactly.
He wants Zandig, PD. Let's jump off a roof and into like a table.
Where's Joey Janela? Where's
he's on TV. That's where he is.
And Zandig is not, so that'd be a lesson to you.
We're going to have a lot of Zandig talk next week.
God damn, I might do another Zandig Photoshop like I did last time.
I knew I had a feeling we were getting into the deathmatch world.
Exactly. I'll bring the light tubes, but that'll be next week.
I have like five wrestling things I can bring up, and one of them is fluorescent light bulbs.
Exactly. Yep. You can, of course, find us all over the internet. David is at Call Me DJM. Brett is at Hey Beauty Beer Bird, HIBBITYBIBBARD. Drew is at X, Drucifer X. I'm at PD Rave. The show is at 4 Record Breakers. That's number 4 Record Breakers. RecordBreakersPodcast.com. RecordBreakersPodcast@gmail.com is the email. Rebelly.net for this and other shows. Rebelly.
Don't be a hater. PD Rave works really hard on this. Give it some positivity.
Yeah, give it that. Give it 6-star review.
Side note, you do know something about wrestling.
Yes.
Jerry Only's in this band.
Exactly.
Can't say you don't know things about wrestling.
Yes.
I forgot that was a thing. Oh, God.
I forgot, too, until I was bouncing around Wikipedia, and I was like, oh, yeah, Jerry Only was in WCW.
The dark era.
Yes. But check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. Subscribe, like, share, do all the things. Smash that bell. It's all whatever. Until next time, hasta los huevos.
Beans and disease.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
I should just feel like a big money hustlers. It's all that just, you know, worst era Misfits with worst era ICP.